Welcome to this edition of the Ken McCoy Entertainment Report.
United One Productions is proud to announce our 6th annual Best of the Blessed competition. Winners from Nashville, Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, and San Diego, California have filled the stage for this American Idol-style competition. You, too, can share the stage in Nashville, Tennessee. On October 23rd, 2010, the 6th Annual Christian Music Awards will feature artists such as C.C. Winans, Jason Crabb, Ty Tribbett, and Salvador. Sign up today at www.bestoftheblessed.org. That's www.bestoftheblessed.org.
I filled it.
Will you fill the stage?
Definitely will fill the stage. This is Ken McCoy with the Ken McCoy Radio Show Special Edition. Folks, we have been having so much fun, and I want to get some breaking news out that people need to know about. First off, in the news, some of the parents have been concerned about the Fisher-Price recall, over 2.8 million products that's been recalled. For more information on that, as a parent, you need to write down this number because it gets a little confusing out there with what to do. So here's where you start. You can directly call Fisher-Price at 1-800-432-5437, 1-800-432-5437, or you can go on the web at www.service.mattel.com for information on the Fisher-Price recall. Also, talking about children, there's a school in San Diego that's been invaded by black widows. That's right, true story. Check it out on CNN. San Diego school is invaded with big old ugly black widows, y'all. So if you're going to San Diego school, make sure it's all cool before you send your kids to school, okay? Now, here's the last thing before we get our special guest on the air. Again, we want to welcome everybody for listening, and, of course, we will give out the number in a few minutes for how you can win Fresno Fair tickets. But have you all seen the Mike Tyson, Wayne Brady, Bobby Brown, Every Little Step I Take video? Folks, if you haven't, it is hilarious. It's a classic. There's nothing wrong with it in terms of scantily clad girls or any of that. It's just hilarious to bring back the old school steps, and they're trying to do it, and Bobby Brown does it with them, and they have the set just like the video, the big letters, the all white with the hats, with the open jacket. But Mike Tyson is in there dancing with them, folks. So you got to look it up. Go to YouTube, look it up. It's the hot video. Hilarious. That's all I can say. It's hilarious. I had a chance to check it out yesterday, and it was hilarious, and it just brought back memories. So I just want to say that. We're going to play this other quick commercial, and we'll be right back with our very special guest, Kathleen McCoy. Stand by, and when we come back, we're going to tell you how you can win Fresno Fair tickets. So stand by as we bring you more right after this.
Welcome to this edition of the Ken McCoy Entertainment Report. Folks, it's been great. We are having a lot of fun, and we just want you to know that we're positive, and we want you to keep everything positive. Don't cater to the negative. We don't have time for that. I just want to thank everybody for joining us on our new radio affiliate station as well. We've been having fun, Ken McCoy Radio. So please make sure you keep up with me on Twitter, at Ken McCoy Press on Twitter. We're on Facebook, MySpace, LinkedIn, and everything as we bring you the latest news. Of course, we had a chance to cover the Pink Party at the W Hotel, and we were there, of course, with Elise Walker. She was the founder of this event. It was a fundraiser for breast cancer. We were there with Poppy Montgomery, of course, and Miss Jennifer Garner and many other celebrities that night. We had a great time, very exclusive event, but it was wonderful. It was a real tight Silver Shadow Rolls Royce parked over there, too. So if you look on Twitter, you'll see some of the photos from that little BlackBerry photos or iPhone photos. And we have a link up where you can see a professional photos on that as well. Second night, of course, we covered Avi Arad. He's a major movie producer, and he also, here's a spoiler, he's producing the new movie with Tyrese in it, and he's done a lot of the movies for Marvel itself. His name is producer Avi Arad, so for those of you, you can look him up. We were with Avi and John Voight at the Renaissance Hotel, up on the fifth floor, right at the Kodak Grand Ballroom, home of the Oscars post-party, so we were there. Speaking of Oscars, I hope some of you had a chance to apply for some seats. We put that information out on our other blog site, so hopefully some people I know will have a seat at this year's Oscars. And we're looking forward to our post-Oscar party with the young people. We'll give you more information about that in case you want to come and watch, or you want to sponsor it. We'll be glad to take that as well. Also, here's breaking news you need to know about. The Essence Music Festival, folks, is going back to New Orleans next year. So I'm giving it to you now, July 1st through the 3rd. Essence is going back to New Orleans. That's right. And we'll be glad to be a part of that this year. First time ever. So look forward to us coming there, Louisiana. This is dedicated to Pops at PSC Radio, folks. He cannot cook. I just want to get that out there because he's in Louisiana. Matter of fact, he called me a minute ago from Monroe, Louisiana. He had the band members out there playing real loud, so I can't hear him burning his food. So there it is. All right. We are also excited about the Christian Music Awards with Ty Tribbett, Jackie Velasquez, John Shabagnian, CeCe Winans, and myself. And we are excited because Ty Tribbett is involved and he's on the after party, but this will be live from TBN Studios in Henderson, Tennessee on the 23rd of October. And on the 22nd, we're going to have a premier primetime Ken McCoy radio show covering the Best of the Blessed competition as people walk off the stage so we can find out live on the radio who are the finalists that will be performing for the show. Look forward to Facebook and Skype hooking up to compete against Google. Look forward to the FCC opening up broadband lines for better Wi-Fi. Top three movies in the country right now: Wall Street, The Town, and The Easy A. The number one movie ranking overall, though, makes it number one, The Social Network. Check me out on Blog Talk Radio. Troy McComas coming on the show. Listen this week. God bless you all. Stay focused. Keep positive. We don't have time for any negative energy or negative people. When they come around, bounce. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to that. This is Ken McCoy with Ken McCoy Radio, my very special guest on the show. This is an exclusive. Her name's Kathleen McCoy, my wife of 23 years. Never had a chance to interview her, so she's on right now. Babe, how you doing?
Actually, I'm doing good. Thank you very much.
Good.
For
you know, this is an exclusive. I've never interviewed you on the radio or red carpet. Or I waved at you on the red carpet, but not having an interview. How do you feel being on international radio?
Actually, it's exciting. I think it's wonderful. I think it's it's about time.
Uh-oh. Y'all heard it right here. You're listening to her attack me on the radio. Okay. So you've been married to me for how many years? And tell me, here we're cutting to the chase here. How long have we been married, and how come you stayed with me this long?
Actually, you know what? It has been, it's been like at least 23 years. Wow, you know, didn't want to give away my age, but anyway, being that I'm over 40. And let's see here. Yeah, and I met you when I was 15, so we didn't actually get married until I was like 20, give or take 20 to 21 or 22. But it has been joyous, actually. I mean, you know, it's moments where you have to share, you know, really intimate moments, but you have to really realize that marriage is a partnership. It's not, oh, this is mine, this is hers. It's a partnership, and so that's the main thing why I stayed married with you for so long, because it wasn't like, you know, you own me or I own you. We enjoyed each other. We enjoyed fun, going out fishing, you know, and also when we would dance, we would go out and put on different shows for like the Jerry Lewis Telethon. That sticks with me because that meant something to me, because we were giving something back. But other than that, everything, and also you went to church, and that was a big part. You know, even though I wasn't really into church like you were, and I think, you know, God had a vision for us, and now look where we're at, and I'm glad. I enjoyed our long years together, you know. So it has been beautiful. It's a beautiful situation. But the key is that the husband and wife have to make it a beautiful situation. It's not your friends who make it beautiful. It's you two. Because you know you're behind closed doors, you're in the backyard, you go shopping, and those are the testimonies when you go out shopping and stuff, and how you treat your spouse in front of other people. That's the main thing. You know, you can't be all, you know, really nice behind doors, but when you get out, you're, you know, they're fussing and cussing. And that's what I loved about you. You never said a cuss word ever. You know, so that was really special to me because I wanted a man to respect me for who I am, you know. And so no matter what, if I have makeup on, makeup off, you love me just the same. You don't show me anything, you know, you don't show me any difference, you know, if I'm in my grubbies or if I'm in something really, really cute, you know. You always, you know, tell me I look nice, and that makes a woman feel good. Just, you know, I really think the guys, especially the married men out there, don't forget to acknowledge your wife, you know, when she's walking out the door or, you know, that little last thing, that positive thing you say, it makes a big difference in the wife's whole day.
You're listening to Ken McCoy Radio, special guest Kathleen McCoy, my wife of 23 years. Again, this is an exclusive, and we thank everyone out there for listening, and we've had some winners for Fresno Fair tickets already. So we're going to give you, while we're transitioning here, we're going to give you the call-in number right now. So it'll be the fifth caller that calls in at this number. Here's the number, 1-818-688-5633. 818-688-5633. Winner for two Fresno Fair tickets. So first, the caller number five on that. So tell me something. Where have you been challenged as a woman first, then as a wife?
Wow. Challenge as far as, spiritually, challenge is always a big thing because, you know, those evilness and evildoers, whatever, are out there. I don't care. They're out to ruin. But as far as challenge, as far as with my marriage or with me personally as a woman?
Spiritually.
Just trying to make sure you know when you get up in the morning that you're giving God all the glory. You know, and sometimes we forget that because women, we are so busy, especially wives. We're so busy constantly. And especially if you're trying to hold on to what you have, you know, you're going to have to, you know, the best way you can, communication. And I'm going to say that one as far as challenge. Spiritual communication with your spouse, you know. And I think the main thing is that the wife cannot act like she's all that in a bag of chips when it comes down to really, you know, being questioned about certain things. And, you know, so what, you're being questioned about certain things. You have to know how to handle those situations. And you have to really know when to say, hey, you know what? Okay, this was my fault. I'm so sorry. Oh, and don't, you know, some people just have all on this high horse. So no matter what, I think spiritually you have to really, really know what God wants you to do as far as being a virtuous woman. And I think, to be honest with you, when I was 15, I wish I would have, you know, more so paid attention, but I really didn't pay attention in church. Like I said, you were more so in church. I wasn't, and I'm so glad that God put us together. I've always said that, and we have to make sure we honor our men, our husbands, to let them know we honor them, you know, we cherish them. You know, God put our yoke together for a reason. So I think don't be too busy for each other. You know, and if that person is too busy, somebody has to say, hey, I need to spend time with you. I miss you. You know, so don't be afraid to say you miss each other when you do miss each other. You know, because I think a couple of times, you know, you thought you were busier than I was.
Really? Are we going there? Don't go there.
And so I end up being busy. And you go, look, we need to spend time together. We need to get away. The backyard barbecue has been really nice. Oh, my gosh. Okay, you guys, this man can cook. I'm sorry. What's his name? Pops. Pops, I'm sorry. This man can cook. Yes, he can. But I tell you what, you know, it has to be something special that you and your wife, you and your husband have. It has to be something special that you can remember throughout the years to come. Because guess what? You ain't going to stay pretty handsome forever, you know. We all have a purpose. Find out what your marital purpose is and reach that goal, you know. Yes, you said you made your vows. Work at it. Make it a loving situation. But the main thing, do not ever disrespect each other. And if you happen to cross the road where you kind of go, oh, my God, I shouldn't have said that. Don't wait to days and to apologize, you know. Do it quickly. Get it out of the way so you can move on to bigger and better things because you don't want to remember, oh, I remember when we did. I remember we had this fight. Oh, I remember we had this fight. You know, and those are bad things. Those are negative things. That's just the enemy trying to ruin your marriage, you know, because God loves marriages. So I would say just keep it, try to keep it beautiful. Don't let, you know, every little you know, Miss Thane come by and try to talk some mess and, you know, in the husband's ear, and don't let, you know, every little whatever, you know, come by and talk into the woman's ear. So you have to make sure that everybody's on the same accord as far as you and your spouse, on the same accord, reaching the same goal. But don't forget, it's a partnership. Keep it as a partnership.
You're listening to Ken McCoy Radio. Kathleen McCoy, my wife, my special guest, you're hearing an exclusive interview about relationship, about being married, about moving forward, about equally yoked. And this is very important to break down all the barriers to talk about having a better relationship. It's always about, any of my shows is always about positive growth, positive behavior. We never really talk about anything negative on the negative side of things, because God has blessed us and He sent His Son for us to be more, to have life more abundantly. So the whole point about it is, when we have this audience, this listening audience around the world, what are we saying? And this is a platform where we share the positive. And any of these reports that are here on my Blog Talk Radio channel can be rebroadcast on iTunes and internet phones and iPhones and Androids and certain Blackberries. So you're not missing a beat. You, if you miss it, if you want to refer this to a family member or friend, send it out, refer it out. Have them follow it up, because the whole part about it is, this could save your relationship. I mean, like she said, any relationship will go through bumps. But the bottom line is, you know, get back up. Focus yourself. Take yourself out of the equation and focus on God. And then He will show you where your relationship will need to go from there. Don't try to do it on you, because you still may be upset. You still may be not thinking on the right frame of mind. So the whole part about that is, stay focused on what's right, and God will help you out. Babe, do you remember when we got married? What was involved? Can you describe when we got married in 87? Camry was 3. Explain what happened.
Oh, goodness sake.
Did we have a budget for our wedding?
Oh, no. I went to work on a Thursday. I think I went to work on a Thursday, and you said, let's get married on Saturday. I think we got married that quick. But
we ate at Bob's Big Boy, and I said, okay, on the 19th, this is where we're going to get married at, and this is what you need to bring, and this is what I'm bringing.
It was at a house, so
yes.
We got married at your older brother's house. So it was nice, and it was just peaceful, and it was, you know, we had our special friends there, so, and of course, you know, Junior and Camry was there. I think Camry was probably about 6 or 4, something like that. Junior was 2. But it was very simple, nothing, you know. You know, we didn't go all out and spend over, you know, 10 grand. So we didn't have 10 grand to spend on the wedding anyway, but that wasn't important. It wasn't the things. My dress was borrowed.
Yes.
It was your sister's, Deborah's dress.
Yes.
You know, I think either somebody did my nails. I mean, I didn't go all out. So, you know, and I think those are the things that you have to really consider, is that, do you want to be broke after you're married, or do you want to stay alive and not fussing? Because some people get married and they end up getting a divorce in a couple of months because they spent so much money and their credit cards are all, you know, all out of whack, you know. But I would say, you know, if all else fails, you know, just pray, constantly pray about it. And don't, you know, I think sometimes it's the husband or the wife acting like they're better than their spouse. I think that's what's the most irritable thing. Then they go talking about it to their friends. Then their friends get a whiff of it. And then those friends talk about it to somebody else, their friends, who they think they can trust. But they don't know that somebody else knows their, you know, that wife or that husband. So be careful, folks, you know. So just believe that you're working on your marriage. You're not working on anybody else's marriage. You're working on your marriage.
Well, that's good. Keeping it in-house. You know, my dad used to always tell me, keep your business out of the street. Don't go out there outside, people knowing all your business, and they're looking at you like they're not looking at you. But trust me, they're tweeting and texting and telling other people you got into it. Don't let your business go in the streets, folks. You know, we've been together a long time, and we're telling you by experience, not by hearsay, not something we read in a book. The only book that we've basically read together was the Bible, in terms of that level.
Now, I do have to say, Lovey, is that a there is?
Okay, you heard it. She calls me Lovey. Okay, there it is. So if you if you're listening to this and you send me something on Facebook and tell me what she calls me, there's another set of Fresno Fair tickets for you for two. So Kirk, you're not eligible to win, nor is Deborah, but there it is. So what is my nickname that my wife calls me?
Anyway,
She calls you Lovey.
You can't say it anymore. You're gonna give it away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But no, it's a joyous marriage is supposed to be joyous, not frustrating. And man, I'm telling you, you have to. The beautiful of marriage can be wonderful, but the two people have to allow it. You know. So if you're not going in happy, don't get married. That's all I can say. I'm in love with Ken now, and I've always been in love with him when I first laid out on him on the city bus in Fresno.
Okay, hon.
When I first laid eyes on you. So anyway, back that was when I was like 13. But anyway, it's all good. I think God knows. You know, He puts people together for a reason, and I think He knew where my heart was, and that was now I'll be really deeply in serving God, and God is the main one who runs this household, I would like to say. But we try our best to keep positive, but we get a little whack sometimes. We have to make sure I'm so sorry. So don't be afraid to apologize.
Now let me ask you, because you have grown spiritually, where was that transformation for you? When did the spiritual aha moment happen for you? I mean, you've grown. You know, like you said before, you weren't heavily into church way back. Now you're in the choir. You sing in two services. You have Bibles everywhere and Ten Commandments up on places, and you say you're actually professing, saying, okay, well, I don't want to go if it's not this, or I went to a women's conference. Where did that spiritual transformation take place for you?
Well, I think the main thing is that my oldest sister had passed away when she was 42. I'm sure you know about that because you were there, helping out and with your support and everything. And your understanding of letting me, go down back and forth and drive down and take time off to spend with her. But I think that right there, and I'm not afraid to say it. I'm 44 now, but the thing about it is that...
fine.
Thank you, honey. Thank you.
Fine.
That was stop. But when I turned 42, because I tried to really get deep into church, while ago, it had to be like 8 years ago, and then I think I wasn't strong enough. My armor wasn't deep enough, or, you just can't build this little thin armor and think no bullet's not going to go through it. You have to put that armor and underneath have that bulletproof vest on, and the bulletproof vest is reading the Bible. You have to read it for yourself, and that's the biggest thing. You have to read the Bible. And I'm telling you, I would have trouble trying to read it just because you're like, oh, I'm not going to understand it. But you know what? God will help you get through whatever you need to get through. If, they have different versions of the Bible, so some people don't know that, where they have different versions where you can go to a simpler version. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, is that the New Living...
New Living Translation.
Yeah.
NLT.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So they can, if you go to the Bible store and let them know that the Bible, you can also talk to somebody, if you have any friends or whoever who go to church. But my main thing is that I felt that I wasn't going to be living just because there were so many, different little deaths in my family. My first cousin passed away when he was 42. My sister passed away when she was 42. So I started getting a little, oh, my gosh,
Okay, we have a caller, so we're going to see if we can catch this caller. Caller, stand by. We're going to try to grab you. Caller, are you on the air?
Yes.
Caller.
Hello.
Caller, are you there?
Yes.
What's your name?
My name is Denzel Perry.
Hey, Denzel. How you doing, man?
Good.
You're going to be at the casting event tomorrow, right?
I sure will. I'm excited about it.
Denzel, you are the winner of two Fresno Fair tickets. So I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to have the tickets in my pocket, And I'm in an envelope with your name on it. So when you see me, I'll just give you the envelope. How's that?
That's great. That's very great. I'm excited. I'm looking jumpy right now.
Well, you should be jumpy. You're listening to the radio, and now where are you at right now?
I'm at school listening to the radio.
Okay, you heard it right here. They listen to us everywhere, folks. School, iPhone 4, everybody. Denzel, congratulations. You won 2 Fresno Fair tickets. I will take them to the casting event tomorrow. I'll be there for 3 days. So not a problem. Congratulations, man, and thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Keep listening, buddy. You heard it right there. Denzel Perry just won Fresno Fair tickets. Folks, we have a great show. You're listening to my wife, Kathleen McCoy, breaking it down. This is an exclusive. You're hearing it from the heart, and that's what this is all about. It's being real, no fluff, just being real. So tell me something, Kat, babe, because, you know, I already told, we are, everybody know now what we call each other, but tell me something else.
Okay.
What are you working on now? I know you've been reading the Bible. I noticed yesterday you were reading about Mary and Martha, the sisters. What do you feel God has in store for your life?
Well, I know it's as far as for my life, I love helping people. I just haven't really found that special gift that He wants me, and where He wants me, but I know it has to do with helping people, you know. But wow, just to be more humble to Him, you know, and not to be so busy where I cannot focus on Him. There's things that I can do, and there's, you know, different opportunities that I've missed, but I don't feel that I really miss those different opportunities unless it's God, you know, directing me to do or to follow what He wants me to do. Because sometimes we can rush into something and face first, you know. And I'm trying to put my foot down to where I can listen to Him. So I don't know if it's, you know, it's working with children, but the thing about it is that I just want to be right now. I'm just like on this cloud where I can allow God to come in my heart. And that's what we have to do. We have to open our heart to Him. He's not going to say, you know, He's not going to say, you better come to me. You have to open your heart. So that's what I'm doing. And it has been a process. It is not easy, ladies. It doesn't happen overnight. Everyone in your family, even in the outside family, have to be understanding to what your change is. But you cannot be withering back and forth, you know. So that's the thing about it, is that I'm right now, God has me where He doesn't want me to wither back and forth, where, you know, okay, it's not okay where you're going to church on Sunday and going out on Saturday or Friday with your girlfriends. You know, so that's not cool. You can't do that because your focus is off. And also the time that you're going out, you can be reading the Bible. And people say, oh, the Bible, it could be boring, whatever. You know what? I'm telling you. You will have a different sight of things, and people will not take advantage of you if you do read the Bible, you know. So that's the weakest thing that a person can will do, is not read the Bible. And my focus right now is just being more humble to God and being a virtuous woman, and also, you know, being an understanding wife, you know, and loving my husband, you know. So he has me where he just wants me to really, and also, I don't know if the callers know out there, but we have a 20-month-old baby. So, you know, I have to make sure I'm ready to manage him, because sometimes
we have a baby?
Keep walking. Ken takes a managing also, you guys. So I have to manage him, and between him and the baby, it's like, you know, so...
You're listening to Ken McCoy Radio. We thank you all for listening. So here is a chance for someone else to win. Denzel Perry just called in. He's at school listening. So we want to give a shout-out to Denzel Perry. I'm going to personally give him his tickets at a casting event tomorrow in Fresno. So we'll be in Fresno tomorrow, definitely. And I want to give a shout-out to my friends at Youth Ops at the corner of Cedar and Ashland. Tomorrow they're doing a car wash from 9 o'clock to 12. Stop by over there. Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you right now, if you stop by over there at the car wash and you say Facebook, Facebook is the code. Only one, the first person that rides by over there, I've already set it up, ride by over to the car wash, look for Dave Bethea and say Facebook. He will hand you 2 Fresno Fair tickets. So there it is right there. That's not for my daughter, Camarie. That's not for Deborah or Kirk Williams. Kirk and I had a great time. We went to school together. We had a great time at Chipotle yesterday. And if you want to see Kirk smashing with his tickets, go to Facebook. You'll see it. We had a great time. And, Kirk, I will not say anything about Tony Braxton, so we're going to keep moving. And so, special, here's the question right here. What is my nickname that she, my wife calls me? So the next caller that can call in and tell me what is my nickname that she calls me, you will win 2 Fresno Fair tickets. So babe, now you have a new baby. Tell us about the new baby. I know about the new baby, but tell everybody else.
Oh, my gosh. He is such a joy, and I'm telling you, I have been so blessed with this little boy. He is very, very active, and also he is at times creative. I would say my patience is so, it's so different now, you know. So it's one of those things where you have to really take time out and go, okay, life is not long, so we better enjoy it while we can. You know, some of us are just on this earth just to be here, and there's no purpose for people who are just going to be here. You know, you have to find your purpose, you know, and the number one, of course, is, you know, being God-driven. You have to be God-driven in order to have patience with all the stuff that's going on in the world. So, and then also he knows how to say hallelujah. So it's cute. So he's talking, and you know he's in. You know, last night we were driving home from choir practice, and it's like, wow, this boy was just had all this energy. So anyway, are you teaching him, like, you know, to be, make sure he, you know, he
is just, he's exuberant, folks. He tells you where to sit down and watch a show with him.
Yo Gabba Gabba. So he likes Yo Gabba Gabba.
And Wubsy and Kylan. So any of the parents out there, we understand. And then, you know, we understand. So we, yes. And people, it's so funny. The funny part about it is people say you're starting over. We never stopped, folks. That's all I'm going to say, okay? We didn't start over. We never stopped. If God wanted us to stop, we would have stopped. But he has, like she said, he has other visions and purposes for our life. And she said have a purpose in your life. And one of my spiritual moms gave me the book, Purpose Driven Life. And the bottom line, to find your purpose, honestly, folks, listen to me, to find your purpose, you need to go to the creator of you and say, why was I invented? Why am I here? You know, that's what you need to do for yourself. It's not about your friends. Your friends, if they're true friends, they will understand your journey, and they will be there truly for you. But you have to understand something. The thing is you got to get yourself together. Don't sit and complain that other people are moving forward and you're sitting still and you're wondering, oh, now I want to sit back and talk about them because they're moving up. And that's what this is really about, is positivity to say, okay, you know what? I got to get myself jump-started. And the only way that that's going to happen is with God helping you, to be honest with you, because you can't do it on your own. If you could have, you would have, okay? I have a book coming out called The Right Angle. And the whole purpose and premise of that book is trying to do things the right way. And I use the photographic spin on it. However, there are choices that you must make. There are morals and ethics involved in your actions. And you must, in my opinion, take advantage of the right way of life, because either way, you will sleep at night knowing that you tried to do the positive. And that's the key there, is nobody's perfect. So let's make it clear. Nobody's perfect. But that you want to do the best that you can, as Christ-like as you can. And that is our premise when we're talking about being married, you know, having challenges coming home, who's fixing dinner, who's moving the stuff around, the married stuff, move the stuff off the floor, what's that? Oh, who left this out? That's common. That's married life. We have another caller, too. Okay, let me see who this is. We have another caller. Let's see if we can grab this caller right now. Caller, you are on the air. Do you have the answer to the question? Caller?
Hello?
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello, I can hear you, caller.
I was calling on fare tickets.
Yes. Who, Bonnie?
Yes.
How are you? Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, this is an honor that Bonnie works at and co-owns Cakes by Design, and she works with my Tux sponsor, Pat's Tuxedos, and Bonnie has never called me ever. So, Bonnie, you know I'm about to cry, but I can't because I'm on the radio, and I'm sounding really cool. Thank you, Bonnie, for calling. I'm going to hold 2 tickets for you. And I have to come see Pat anyway next week after my progress with this casting event. So I will be there Tuesday morning to personally hand you your tickets.
Thank you, Ken.
So how's the cake business? Let's do a quick commercial while you're on the air. Tell everybody about your cake business.
The cake business is fine. I just specialize in wedding cakes and, of course, the tuxedos. Keep us busy here at Pat's Tuxedos. So we're just running around.
And I want
there's
going to
be a good break.
Pat and Bonnie does the greatest work, and I'm going to vouch for them. I've been knowing them for years. Pat's Tuxedos will not let you go out with a jacked up tux. I'm just going to tell you up front, she is sponsoring my tuxedos for the Christian Music Awards in Tennessee for 400 million people on that. And Bonnie's done cakes. She did our Oscar cake for my son for his Oscar show. The cakes are wonderful, and I'm going to give out their number, 225-6619. Again, their phone number at the shop at Blackstone in Dakota, 225-6619. You can go in and get a cake and a tux or a tux and a cake, whatever you need.
And don't forget something really quick.
What's that, baby?
She does cakes for all occasions. So she also, remember, she did the cake for Camry's baby shower?
That's right.
I do wedding cakes now, though.
We're special. She does wedding cakes only.
Okay.
So VIP wedding cakes. Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you for calling. I will see you Tuesday.
Thank you, Ken. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Bonnie. Bye-bye. See, people are listening. We have now, if you wonder the demographics, we just had a student at school, Denzel Perry, listening at school. Bonnie is listening at her cake shop, so people are hearing what we're doing. This is Ken McCoy Radio, breaking records here. We're having fun. My wife is on the phone with us, Kathleen McCoy, been married 23 years. Okay, babe, tell everybody how many shoes you have. Let's go.
Oh, my gosh, on the shoes?
Yep, let's go.
No way.
Let's go.
No, I don't. I really do not have a lot of shoes. Actually, I have an appointment to go get some more, so today at least I'm going to get about 5.
No, because
folks,
if you saw it on Facebook, she had a tower of shoes. We bought at the Shoe Pavilion. I said, babe, if you want to go down to this, I don't even know why I said that, but we went down. There's a picture on Facebook of her holding shoes, and anyway, it's on there. So,
thanks, hon. Thank you.
What else would you want to say to people to motivate them out there? I'm talking about young couples, middle-aged couples, it doesn't matter. What else can you say to motivate everybody? It's been a great show.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I actually had something else to say. Then you got on the cake thing, and I thought, oh wow, okay, let me mention the cake thing. But let's see here. Well, I guess the main thing is, I know what I had to say. I've been on this little weight, this little weight kick, and you know I have been, and I am so happy to say that I was, I'm down now like 2 pounds than what I was. I won't say my weight, but it's not overly crazy. But the thing about it is that after you have a baby, and the women know out there that you get little, you get a little beside yourself. You get, and also you can kind of think like really negative if you do not, you lose the weight that you were going for. So I think also marriages where you guys are. Loving each other, you're together, you're everywhere. I know it was hard to pull us apart when we were younger, honey. Nobody, they wouldn't see you without me. They wouldn't see me without you. So the thing about it is that's all loving. That's a beautiful thing, But the thing about it, as you're aging and getting older, you're going to realize that I cannot take him to work with me. So ladies, don't have him showing up at your job, whatever. I would say try to keep your workplace separate from your marriage life, and the work people don't need to know all about your marriage life. Don't say nothing. Sometimes mum's the word. But the thing about it is with the weight issue, that has a lot to do with it because you both are growing and you're both are gaining weight because you guys are in love and you're eating together and you're doing this together and you're chilling, watching TV. So guess what? More popcorn, more this. So right now we have been on this.
Well, babe, I was gaining weight because you used to feed me popcorn in bed. So
thank
I'm
you.
Just, I'm
oh, my
just
God.
Now, I was,
oh, my God.
I was cool until okay. You go, hey, what's the popcorn?
Oh, yes. Okay. All right. Well, I guess that may be the reason why you stayed with me so long. I fed you popcorn in bed. So, okay, if that'll work.
Okay. I tell you, and this is before we conclude this show, there's something out of my book, and this is the first time I'm going to read anything from my book called The Right Angle. It'll be out in an e-book by next week. The hardback will be out by December. But this is so important to me that I need to share. And there's a part that says, making sure God is with me when I'm at work is always a top priority. Moreover, I'm in need of insight. And it says, have you ever been hit by a mental freight train through a thought, a concept, or a vision that just came to your mind so clearly? My situation was frustrating for me because my occupation always required me to work on Sundays for photography or television production work. I constantly felt guilty that I could not be in church. However, I had to provide for my family. I struggled with this for many years. I didn't feel I can talk to anyone, not even at the time my pastor, because I didn't want to be judged for not putting God first. One Sunday after church service, my wife and I decided to stop by the church bookstore. There was a guy there that asked me, have you ever seen this? The book was called God at Work by Rich Marshall. He said, I think this can help you. This was interesting because no one had knew what I thought but me. I never told anyone. Needless to say, I bought the book and could not put it down. That book, God at Work, was the transitional book in my life that sort of helped me understand that what I do is my ministry. The church is where we fellowship, but what I do is my ministry. And God has blessed me to work red carpets, be with presidents, be on television shows. But the most important is to be a God-serving, God-fearing man and married as long as I have. And I just want to, again, thank everybody and having wonderful people in my life, not only my wife, my kids and family, but my sponsors. There are people that have just been there that, Pat Tuxedos, I mean, she just says anything you need. And this is for us to be doing what we do. We need good, positive, forthcoming people in our lives. And so my thing to you, get a great support group behind you and your mission. Get that so that you can progress. Babe, closing remarks, I want to thank you for coming on the show, being a part of this very, very special show.
Oh, you're welcome.
You know, it means a lot to me. This is a first. So those of you that missed something in here, of course, this will be available for rebroadcast later today. You can go to iTunes and get it. You can go to the same blog site to get it. And go ahead, babe.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm going to bill you, so this is like time, and time is money. So
you heard it.
Anyway, I would like to say, you know, now I'm like really rushing here, so now I'm like, I would like to say is we all know right from wrong, good, bad, you know. So you have to really focus on just what do you want to leave your legacy of being, you know. And so I think if you're doing good things, if you have energy, use it for the positive, you know. And so I just wanted to say that. Just use your energy for positive.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Ken McCoy Radio. Next week is Troy McComas, gospel, holy hip-hop rapper, number 6 in L.A., tearing up the charts. Great CD, but the message in his music is very clear. He is raising funds for child trafficking awareness, so stay tuned for that. We have Yolanda Casper coming on for Kaya Designs coming on in the next few weeks. We have Malik the Vigilante coming on. And we also have a live production coming from the Christian Music Awards Best of the Blessed competition with CeCe Winans, Ty Tribbett, Jackie Velasquez, Natalie Grant. We will be live there and doing the show live from Tennessee, folks, at TBN Studios. And so we just want to thank everybody for listening. Stay tuned. Stay positive. Be blessed. Go your way. Before you step out, say a little prayer of positivity so that that way you can be blessed coming and going. This is Ken McCoy, Ken McCoy Radio. It's been a great day. Have a good day, folks. Do something good for somebody else. Always. God bless you all.